Good morning. It is Sunday, January 5th, 2014. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And this is the first Sunday of the new year, and we have a custom with the first Sunday of the new year on Weekend Ozarks at Large.
That's right. Throughout the week on Daily Ozarks at Large, we have been going through our favorite stories of the year. But we not only have news and feature stories, but we also have music.
So today is music.
And so we, the Sunday after July 4th, after Independence Day, we take that time to kind of do a survey of some of our favorite musical performances in Ozarks from the first 6 months. Now we're going to look at the last 6 months of 2013.
Yes, lots of local bands who came into the studio. So we're going to start off with a band called Don't Stop Please. It's a sextet, and they originally started in Conway, but they moved up to Fayetteville to kind of further their career earlier this year. After they perform, you will hear from Barrett Baber, who is actually a Fayetteville High School teacher by day, but a musician by night.
All right, this next song is called Penis Envy. That's a Freudian term. It references Genesis from the Old Testament, and I guess it's also a social commentary.
Sound machine.
wasted evil. Ooh, I've tasted evil.
That was Barrett Baber, and before that you heard from Don't Stop Please. Now, when Barrett came in, he also came in with two other musicians, Aaron Schauer and Miguel Gamboa. Now, those two guys are in the next band you'll hear, Boom Kinetic. They started out as Molten Lava in 2006 and then changed their name because of some sort of copyright dispute. And they originally started doing, they started as a band doing 80s covers, but now they do their own music, original music. And it's a band we've heard about for a while if you've been in the Northwest Arkansas scene. Another band that we've heard a lot about is A Good Fight.
That's right. A Good Fight has been around for close to 10 years, probably, I think about 8 or 9 years. And they recently said goodbye to their lead singer, Eddie Love. And before their final performance at George's, I invited them in to play this song, The Drama, which actually was on MTV.
This next song is a song called Great Divide, and it was actually the first song written for this album. It's one of our favorites. It's one we do live quite a bit. And it just talks about basically things that we focus on are not the important things, and a lot of the time we spend on certain things, that time should be spent elsewhere. So, Great Divide. Here we go.
Something. All right, we are a good fight, and this is the drama.
Good fight, and that was the song The Drama. Eddie Love, who is the lead singer, has now left A Good Fight. A Good Fight is a band that played for me before you guys worked on Ozarks at Large in the old building at 747 West Dixon.
Okay.
As is someone we're going to hear in about 5.5 minutes, Corey Montgomery.
Okay.
Corey first came into the old building. he wasn't even 21 yet. Mm-mm. And he was already quite the accomplished singer and songwriter. And we've had him on a couple, three times. It's been fun watching his progression as an artist.
Seen him grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he'll be in a few minutes.
Well, Corey's a local, and he often gets to play at Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue. And he didn't this year, but someone, a group who did, was Foley's Van, a little bit a newer type of bluegrass band. And that was on, I guess they had some themed nights during Bikes and Blues this year. Wednesday night was the Country and Roots night, and so they got to play that evening, and they also got to come into the studio and play for us, all six of them.
A 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
comes back, and I'm roaming my sweet baby's arms.
Now lost in the moment, I lost my head again. Woke up trapped all in my own lonely bin. Oh, and I'm tired of chasing down this old one horse town. And I'm tired of watching you just burn another down. And yeah, we've all got pain inside us. We ain't got no one to blame. Well, and that's why we all need something higher. Living in these days, oh, living in these days. Well, now, sister's got a gun, and know she got her enemies in sight. But soon she'll know that she's only got herself to find. And brothers in the basement filling his head with lead. And mama's praying above as she lays on her dying bed. And yeah, we've all got pain inside us. We ain't got no one to blame. Well, and that's why we all need something higher, living in these days. Well, oh, living in these days, oh, living in these days, living in these days, oh, oh, living in these days. Chasing down this one horse town. And I'm tired of watching you just burn another down. Yeah, we've all got pain inside us. We ain't got no one to blame. Yeah. And that's why we all need something higher. Living in these days.
That was Corey Montgomery playing Living in These Days inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. And this is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grahita.
We're listening to some of our favorite musical performances that were on Ozarks at Large over the last 6 months of 2013.
Yes, and coming up next, we have a pair of bands of brothers. In about 4 minutes, you'll hear from the Cole Reeves Band, who Kyle and I spoke to. Cole and his brother, Matt, came in and performed for us. But first, we're going to hear from National Park Radio, a band out of Harrison, who actually has three brothers in that band. And when they came in, they performed their original song, The Great Divide.
Never knew they nearly lost. scars to friends. I'll shed these chains, it's not too late to change this story's end. We can't live like this, we can't go on. We've got to do this, it's where we belong. Driving home, I feel as though should have been there with you long ago. But more than anything, I see the great divide is calling me. I'll never stop. More than anything, see, this is where I want to be. This is where I want to be. I'll bring my family, bring my dogs, give my regards to friends. I'll shed these chains, it's not too late to change this story's end. Troubled past begins, but this old well has long dry. I think it's time we say goodbye. I think it's time to say goodbye. I'll bring my family, bring my dogs, give my regards to friends. I'll shed these chains, it's not too late to change this story's end. We can't live like this, we can't go on, we've got to do this, it's where we belong.
We'll start off with She's Everything. This is a song that I wrote about a girl that I had never met when I wrote this song. I saw this girl, she popped up on my Facebook, and sure enough, guys, this is a crazy story. She'll probably hear this on the radio and be like, wow, I never knew this. I work with her now, and I never met her at the time.
What's her name?
Matt, to go on said. I really did. I worked with this girl. Her name is Deanna. And I work with this girl now, but I had never met her at the time, and it was crazy. My cousin owned a business. He hired me. I go into work there, and sure enough, she's sitting there working. And I was like, wow. I didn't say this, but in my head, I was like, I wrote a song about you 2 years ago. And I wrote this song when I was 15 or 16, so... It's been a couple years ago, and it's called She's Everything. We ready? Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Pretty face, beautiful eyes. Oh, I was mesmerized when she walked in. She said hello and she said right down. Oh, Lord, she came around just when I needed her. I looked at her and then she looked at me. I could feel the fire when our eyes meet. She's beautiful. She's in school and I'm out on a job, playing in bars and honky-tonks all around the world. When I sing my song, she just smiles. Oh, I'd walk a country mile just to talk to her. She'll never know how much she means in my eyes. She's everything. I
She's the love of my life. She's everything I ever wanted. My breath when I'm breathing, my feet when I'm running. Without her, I can't survive. I love her to death, and she knows that's true. Oh, I try to be so cool when she's around. I look in her eyes, and she'll look in mine. Oh, I think I really fell in love this time. 'Cause she's in school, and I'm out on a job, playing in bars and honky-tonks all around the world. When I sing my song, she just smiles. Oh, I'd walk a country mile just to talk to her. She'll never know how much she means in my eyes. She's everything. Oh, in my eyes, she's everything.
This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. That was the Cole Reeves Band, the song She's Everything. We had such a good time with those two.
We did. You had a great time because Cole actually performed Gray Balls of Fire on our Steinway, which was
and
fun. It's very quick.
Tore it up very quick. And they had some great stories about their family and music. Someday we might get to play those on the air. They're not nasty or anything. We just didn't. They take a long time to tell.
Yes.
Someday we'll get them on the air.
Goals for 2014.
There you go.
Up next, we have a pair of young performers. We've talked a little bit about people who have been around the scene for a while, but we want to talk about some people who are kind of new to the music scene. In about 4 minutes, about almost 5 minutes, we'll hear from Priscilla Dawn White.
That's right. Priscilla actually used to work here. Mm-hmm. She was a work-study student that worked the front desk, and I remember she was writing a lot of poetry mm-hmm. at that time. And I guess she's turned some of that poetry into music because she came in and played the ukulele mm-hmm. inside your office, actually, Antoinette.
She did.
And it was right before her very first performance.
Yes, her very first actual sort of concert around mm-hmm. Halloween. So mm-hmm. it's a good deal, and I think it went well from what I understand. But first, we'll hear from Block Street Hot Club. That's one of the local bands. I think they started a group of students from the University of Arkansas who started playing, I think, around May of in 2013. And you'd see them out at the farmer's market and that sort of thing. And here they are now playing Deuce Ambiance by Django Reinhardt.
Thank you. So this song that I wrote on the ukulele is actually the first song I wrote on the ukulele because I've only had this thing for about a month. And it was just one of those songs that I just kind of wrote immediately. It just kind of came out. It's a much happier song. I think it's pretty cute. It's really hard to write a sad song on the ukulele, I found so far. So this song, I call it Validation. It's really fun and light. So, yeah.
This is Weekend Ozarks at Large, listening to some of our favorite musical performances of the last 6 months of 2013. Just heard from Priscilla Donwai, who was a work-study student here. Now, one half of the 1/9 of the early morning Bourbon Girls who came in recently. Meredith Martin-Motes, who used to produce editions of Ozarks at Large, worked for about 3 years before she moved away to get her master's. Before she moved from Fayetteville, she formed the early morning Bourbon Girls. They had the reunion show just last week. But before that, two of them, along with Meredith and Rebecca Champagne, came in to perform this original song, Mountain Lion.
You've got a house here to keep. First I come slow, walls, these narrow streets. Here at summer, with your knee at the back of my knee. With such a big hole to fill, your sharp tongue found the mountain lion on the hill. Such a strong and tiny thing. This is practical witchery, willing the phone to ring. Walking in the sharp blade grass, knee deep. The rain comes down on a muddy field, falls short and your footsteps bend sometimes. Lightning outruns the sky. Whoa. And it's wrapped around your shoulder.
Morning Bourbon Girls and the song Mountain Lion.
And this is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Bentonville, and Hogskull.
Hogskull Holler?
Hogskull Holler.
Okay, very good.
I like it.
Thanks for listening to some of our favorite musical performances from the last 6 months of 2013. Stay tuned, more music coming your way in 2014 on Ozarks at Large. Ozarks at Large is a production of KUAF. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And we're going to have all new shows on Ozarks at Large beginning tomorrow at noon.
That's right. Antoinette will be here solo.
I will.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good Sunday.